No let up in Russian invasion fears. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Russia today continued military drills near Ukraine's northern borders as President Biden assembled his national security team at the White House. The president also held a call with French President Macron. The U.S. Secretary of Defense says Russian troop movement at Ukraine's border makes an invasion a near certainty.
Secretary Lloyd Austin on ABC's This Week said to him it's not a matter of if, but when. He says the logistics they see being set up, from artillery to medical facilities, show an intent to invade and also a potentially devastating outcome.
Enormous casualties within a civilian population. And so this could create a tragedy, quite frankly.
U.S. troops have already deployed in Poland to help Americans in Ukraine who want to get out.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Ukraine continues its preparations for a possible invasion. Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, on CBS's Face the Nation.
There are so many Ukrainians that are ready to resist and fight for Ukraine, in Ukraine, but also outside of Ukraine.
Ukraine's military continues to report shelling by Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine. The Canadian trucker protest is basically over in Ottawa after police in riot gear cleared the streets.
About 200, just under, protesters were arrested. About half of those were charged. 57 vehicles were towed. That indicates that the majority of them actually drove away voluntarily. The mayor here in Ottawa has suggested that vehicles that were towed and have been impounded should be sold, and they should use the money from that to cover the costs of this operation, which police say they still have not calculated.
Fox's Grady Trimble. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Queen Elizabeth tests positive for COVID. Fox's Kevin Uresky reports.
God save the Queen. Literally. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has come down with COVID-19. Her Majesty testing positive for the virus on Sunday. The 95-year-old monarch is said to be experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but with a typical stiff upper lip, she plans to keep on working. Buckingham Palace says Her Majesty will continue to receive light medical attention while attending to light duties at Windsor Castle. There's a bit of COVID going around the royal family lately. Both her son and heir, Prince Charles, who's 73, and his wife, 74-year-old Camilla, contracted coronavirus earlier this month. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
The Olympic flame has been extinguished in Beijing. It was the second pandemic Olympics in more than 2 years since the coronavirus first emerged in China. Everyone involved in the game wore masks and took daily COVID tests. There were only 463 positive COVID tests reported among the thousands of people who came there for the games. AT&T users have only a few days left to upgrade older phones as devices relying on 3G networks will stop working this week.
3G wireless was all the rage when it debuted nearly 20 years ago. It was really the first widely adopted high-speed mobile broadband standard that allowed data fast enough for streaming and better quality voice calls. That in turn led to the explosion of the smartphone market and a surge in the use of text messaging. And now 3G is going offline. Most likely your device that you have now are on 4G or 5G networks anyway. AT&T will turn their network off Tuesday to make electromagnetic space for more 5G uses and beyond. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.